Welcome to episode 242 of Tadotigawa Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute two. Before I talk about my own bookbinding, let's see who the bookbinder of the week is. Bookbinders Chronicle has both a blog and a YouTube channel. The YouTube channel only has about 9 videos, but they are all informative and there is no speaking. You can read and watch the video. Good demonstrations of a variety of different things. She also has a blog where she talks about restoration of fairly old books. It hasn't been updated for about 6 months, but it's still valuable. Bookbinders Chronicle on YouTube and bookbinderschronicle.blogspot.com. Check her out. And what have I been doing in bookbinding? I can tell you exactly what I've been doing in bookbinding. I've been moving. I moved from a studio, which is quite spacious, to a very smaller space, which is free. So I've moved a bunch of stuff, and at the same time, I've thrown a bunch of stuff out. I had a lot of scraps of paper that I've had for a long time, and I've finally decided, and rather than put them in this small space, I will throw them away. And each time I did, I thought, oh, I could use this for Project A, or I could use this for Project B, and I thought at the same time, no, toss it. So I tossed it. I have a lot fewer scraps of paper, but I still have paper. And we'll see what happens in the future when I start actually binding books. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding, is moving all my stuff from one office to another, one with rent to one with no rent, which I think is an improvement. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. What have I been doing in fiction? There we get more information. First, in editing, I have edited 5 of my Japan Pentology books, which is all 5 of them, and I am working on my 3rd Calvaldo Quintet series, which is the 3rd book of 5. And as I'm going through the 3rd book, I am making immense improvements. I really think I'm enjoying this one more than when I originally wrote it. It's getting better, it's getting stronger, it's getting deeper. This book is called The Priests of Hiroshima. I first wrote it in 2012. Now I'm proofreading it in 2020. It only took me 8 years. Anyway, I've been doing that, and pretty soon all of these will be available online in some ebook fashion, or you can email me and I will make one for you out of real paper, real book board. But what have I been writing? That's what I've been editing, proofreading. And I've been writing the 3rd book of the Fear Trilogy, the culmination of a lot of violence and action, and it is going along smoothly. I'm following an outline, which on one hand makes it kind of boring because I see what's going to happen. On the other hand, it makes it much quicker to write. I don't know which is better, quicker or less boring for me. Hopefully it's not boring for the reader. And then I read an article not too long ago about the best books that are over 500 pages. And I thought, whoa, 500 pages. My books are around 250 to 300. I don't think any of them are over 300 pages. So twice as long as I normally write. And some of them, like House of Leaves, is over 700 and Infant Jest is over 1,000. Les Miserables by Victor Hugo is only 1,900 pages. But of course, what they have in common is digressions. For example, Les Miserables has a whole section, I believe, on Waterloo, the Battle of Waterloo between the British and Napoleon. A long, extended digression on the Battle of Waterloo, which is, I read, was taught in military schools because of its accuracy. It's very accurate in its description. So what has this got to do with me? Well, I decided to write a long novel. I decided to write a novel 501 pages long. And so far, it's 16 pages, so I'm almost there. Anyway, 500 pages, I'm starting out with 3 very strong characters. A man, his wife, the man's father, and the man's daughter. That's 4. But 4 very strong characters. And I'm going to make sure that each page has some conflict so that the reader will be more interested, because 500 pages is a lot to invest time in. So that's what I've been writing on, is that 500-page novel plus the 3rd book of the Fear Trilogy. The Fear Trilogy should be up soon. I'm just going to write it, finish it, and then edit it for speed. So that's what I've been doing in writing. Writing one, editing one, writing another one. And that seems to wrap up my week, except for, of course, moving everything from one office to another. So thanks for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon. See you next time.